master. The word despot or despotess appears 10 times in the New Testament. And it always refers to one who has supreme authority. In 5 instances, the reference is to the master of the house or the master of the estate who has full authority over everybody who's in it. That's how it's used in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, and 1 Peter. In the remaining 5 uses, it refers to God the Father or God the Son. 10 uses, all referring to sovereign rulership. 5 times the rulership of the head of a house over everything under him. 5 times the rulership of God and Christ, the sovereign rulership. Now listen to this. Peter is saying, the supreme sacrilege of false teachers is that they deny the sovereign lordship of Jesus Christ. They deny the sovereign lordship of Jesus Christ. That's their supreme sacrilege. Now listen carefully. There are heresies that could include denying Christ's perfection. There are heresies that could include denying the virgin birth, denying the deity of Christ, denying his atoning sacrifice, denying his bodily resurrection, denying his ascension, denying his second coming, denying his future kingdom, denying his eternal glory. Those would be heresies too. But the supreme and unthinkable heresy is to say no to his sovereign lordship. This is the matter at hand. Here are people who probably won't deny the deity of Christ, who probably won't deny his atonement outwardly, even though they may deny it inwardly, who probably won't take a position against the virgin birth and the bodily resurrection, who may not deny the second coming, may even preach it. They may name Christ, claim Christ, serve in his name, preach his name, cast out demons in his name, do many wonderful works in his name, but they say no to his what? To his lordship. What does that mean? That means they will not submit their lives to his rule.